This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and via the Internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, too, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail being brought into them by the bulk mail haulers from all across America. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here is Ms. Rosemary. Good morning.
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. And I'm going a little slow here tonight because actually I wasn't sure I'd make it on tonight. My Easter was a little different this year. I'm suffering, and any of you that have had these, I don't laugh at people anymore, severe, not minor, migraine headaches. They began a while back, and they're really kept up with me this week. I was bedridden. But I'll tell you what, I don't lose a moment. I talk to about, I think I counted 50 at the end of the year. You know, at least I got to talk to a lot of you, and some of you know I'm dealing with this, and some of you don't. But, you know, my belief is we go through things and then, you know, I'm going to find out the purpose, but I do believe God will heal me. He has to. Anybody that's suffering from those, which at one time I would have laughed at, it's not laughable. You can't even hold food. You can't look at sunlight. So, no, I didn't go. I was actually really truthfully bedridden. But I will tell you, God always works things out for good, and I'm just going to say he does. My cup runneth over with love for all of the things that I saw, the specials. I've never watched cable enough to know they had like 8 channels. They were all, and for the Jewish and the Christians. And I think it was beautiful. Now, let me say a couple things here. First of all, Sri Lanka. Yeah. I can barely get on here tonight, let alone talk. I heard about that a while ago, Captain, and my heart broke. You know, innocent people, and it's always Christians. I mean,
yeah.
We don't go around killing for nothing. Come on. I'm really so upset right now. I mustn't get upset. My head, but I am upset. People think there is no persecution against Christians. Let me tell you something. And of course at Easter, I expect it to be a little more because, you know, people, we're hated. We're just hated, but let me tell you something. We are going to win in the end. However, believe me, thank God we have Trump and Pence, because I'm going to tell you something. But for God go us. There is discrimination against Christians here. In fact, I'm dealing with something there. I will put a lawsuit. You don't have the right to discriminate against someone because they are a Christian.
Nope.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh, they're trying, Captain. And you know, you have to dig deep to find out. Why didn't that happen? Because you're a Christian? Oh, no, that doesn't go in the United States. I no longer will sit by and take this. I am a Christian. I'm not a pretend Christian, and I'm used to persecution, but do not discriminate, because that's wrong against anyone. I'm strong on that tonight, and if anything, God is going to make me, and I'll tell you, I will be a leader in this when I get through with this, so help me God, for those of you who are being, just because you love God. And by the way, some of you didn't like the Easter message. Well, you know what? I love this little ditty here on Shady Green.
What Easter message? Your Easter message?
No, the Resurrection Day. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Resurrection. I use the word Easter because for you all, but it, Resurrection Day.
I was going to say nobody complained to me about what you said.
No, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, and so does everyone. No, of course they wouldn't. But I don't call it Easter. I call it Resurrection. Well, actually, we had Good Friday. Then we had the Jewish. We had a lot going on there, Captain, all weekend.
Passover.
Long.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, that's rare. And then, but anyway, I don't have time for all that. But I got to watch, which I never had before, never. There were probably 8 channels that were zoomed in on this, and I really got to see what those Christians went through, and the women that stood by. Well, anyway, it was just amazing. I don't usually take time to watch, so they did a very good job. In fact, even the Catholic channel I never watch. Wow! It was so real, I thought I was living it. All right. Here's a little ditty to help me, and it's a little from a song. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. And these words, listen to them. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire. Boy, I felt like I was this weekend. But all through the blood, all through the blood that Jesus shed for us means more to me now than ever, ever, ever. Because I was so ill that I bound myself to watch this and to make it real and to preach it. Also, some through great sorrow. But you know what? God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. And I felt tremendous love for humankind, for mankind, for people that are suffering. You two flip! But it was like my cup was running over with love. And I got through 50 phone calls while I was ill. So how about that? You don't have to, you know, some knew I was sick. Some of you listening to me now know. Some of you don't know. You don't need to know. You know now. But you know what? I have faith in God. Before I'm going to do any drug stuff, I'm going to give it a little time. We're going to find out what's going on. Now, Trucker Mark, and also Flip, Captain said you're home. I'm so happy. And you know what? I know that this time it's going to take. I know you're going to be well. I have that kind of faith. Now we got to.
No, they told him it's 100% this time.
Can't get better than 100%.
Nope.
I got to get to that point now, Flip. I don't know. We're going to dance again, I promise. And then let me wish you happy birthday, yeah. Anyway, to Kyle Warren, to Frank Salvato, and to Denise coming up, our professionals. I hope you all had a great, great Resurrection Day and what I guess some call Easter. And you too, Captain. God bless you. It's all tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you, Miss Rosemary, to prayer intercessor. We're coming right back. And I'm going to have an Edwards Notebook queued up, lined up to play. Also, don't forget that we've got a lot more things coming your way. Denise Simon coming away here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Free 96 GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. David E. Garrett. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service, and they are a family-owned Christian business. They offer a excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they give a discount to all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders too. So they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces. They can make just about anything that you want, and this is the kind of stuff that catches people's attention. So go to their website, take a look at what they have to offer and what they've done at www.davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop the thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. They're a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook, which is coming right up, and the Captain's America Third Watch. And here we go.
Just as I predicted, there is no there there. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, after nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, witness interviews, and many lives ruined financially, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government-sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those schemes. Be that as it may, the Democrats are hell-bent on being a never-ending source of political torture to President Trump, and are hoping they can prevent the president from successfully carrying out his duties as president. Democrats and Rhino Republicans are still smoldering over the election of Trump because he is the first president since Ronald Reagan to consistently put American interest over that of the United Nations or any other nation that has taken advantage of the U.S. Hopefully there will soon be an investigation into the illegal acts taken to begin the Mueller investigation in the first place. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on AmericaMatters.us and Sundays at 12 a.m. Eastern on Talk America Radio Network.
All righty, and it's Ron Edwards, and right now we've got Nelson, our friend up there in Jasper. Good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to talk about oil prices up here.
Sure.
Can you believe that I just filled up my pickup for $2.50 a gallon?
It's $2.60 here, and you're close to the Georgia line, so that makes sense.
Right, and that is...
And you're also close to that pipeline up there.
And that's true. And, you know, all these people that fight in the pipelines and that sort of thing, not to cast aspersions, but they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention, I saw two deer this morning that had been killed within 5 feet of each other. That would mean that it was by accident by a vehicle.
Wow.
And tonight, as I was coming back, I saw a deer hiding in the bushes, and I could see its eyes, and it ran away.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, between Valdosta, Georgia, and Madison County, I will encounter one, two, and or even three deer a night.
Right.
But I'm talking at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. But also, I wanted to get into the weeds. I kind of think that people are concerned and they like to know what their local weather is and that sort of thing. And
sure.
I'm coming at it at a problem with the trains in this area up here in northern Florida. It's literally along Interstate 10. It's Route 90 and such. The train clogged up the main highway between Lee, the little town of Lee, and the interstate for 5 hours last night, beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening. And it was a long train, and there was no, other than the lights blinking on the street,
the crossing lights, I know.
Crossing lights, yeah. Other than the crossing lights, you don't know particularly what's going on. And so nobody comes around and says...
Do you know what rail line that is? Is that Seaboard? Who is that?
I will check. But
is it North? Well, find out who it is, and I'll try to pursue it on my end, but you definitely got to pursue it on your end. They are not supposed to do that without letting the local authorities know what they're doing. Now, did they let the sheriff's department know that? The fire department know that?
No one knew it from the point of view of this. No one was in attendance. And
okay,
I would assume,
because they can't just park a train anywhere they want. It doesn't work that way.
Right, and take a lunch break. I support the blue, the sheriffs and the policemen, but up there in rural Maine, you know, you hardly ever saw a policeman, and that also goes for the road crew, if I can state this.
Yeah.
The joke was that these guys were hiding in the bushes somewhere. They were hiding out there in the woods. And I don't.
Or they were in a coffee shop.
Right.
Parked out back where you couldn't see them.
That's right, and that's okay, you know, as long as they didn't really need to be on the job.
Our joke was, where's the snowplow? It's out behind Mel's Diner. Jeez.
Right, and so I'm sure that's a standing joke all over the country.
Right.
And it's not an original with people from Maine noticing this, but you can't just park the train in the middle of the highway. And
no, there's protocol for that, and they need to let emergency management know when they do that. I'm telling you, you can't just block a road and then walk away. It does not work that way.
It should not. And there's so many, there's so much country up here that you could park it anywhere you wanted to without parking and, you know, closing down highways. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that this is an ongoing problem. And so if our train man is calling you and he says, you know, it's me and my company, then we'll know which company it is.
Well, he may be listening right now. If not, he'll hear the podcast. He'll hear it that way. And I'll see what I can find out for you. But you got to find out what train line that is, what the engines are, the locomotives.
I will do that. I will do that. If I run across it more, in 20 years living on this train track. I've never had a problem before, and I thought the one that that we originally talked about 2 weeks ago or whatever, that was the one and only. But Lord, last night at 7 o'clock, shut her right down.
Okay.
All right. You have a great evening.
Thanks a lot, Nelson. Okay, and that's Nelson calling from Jasper, way up there in North Florida, almost into Georgia, and he's listening to us. Well, actually, he listens to us on 92.1 when he's up in Valdosta. Then he switches over to 107.5 when he gets down there in Jasper in his backyard. So there you go. And if you guys are listening with that train, how about letting us know what it is that's going on? Because I know from an emergency responder standpoint that they just couldn't pull up and block something somewhere without letting emergency management know what was going on. And what they would normally do to keep the road open is they would split the train. They would cut the cars loose to where they were on either side of the crossing. Even if the lights were still blinking, they would do that to allow emergency traffic to go back and forth. And if you're blocking a main road, whoa, that's serious stuff. Not just a side road, but a main road between town A and town B. So there you go. So something doesn't sound right there. And I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of that really quick. Okay. Now, here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we always talk about a lot of different things that some people might not touch with a 10-foot pole, but, you know, with us, we believe that everything is game. And I told everybody last hour, and I'm going to repeat it again this hour, about my green nuclear deal. You know, France and Sweden both derive 75% of their electricity from a nuclear after programs that were put in place about 20 years ago, and then they sped to get it done. And nuclear plants have been proven to drive down energy bills, power more electric vehicles, create millions of new jobs. I know this because I lived in a community where we had 3 nuclear plants. They were in our fire district, and we had to learn how to respond to the fires there at the nuclear plants. Part of what I had to do, I had a certification in firefighting for nuclear plants, which is a totally different thing than just going to a fire and, oh, yeah, throw the water on it. No. Depending on what it was, there were certain things you could do and couldn't do. And believe it or not, you might not have heard about this, but there were a lot of different electrical fires at nuclear plants where you'd have to actually go underground, get in one of the tunnels, and find out where the wires were burning or fuses had blown or whatever. And then either put out an electrical fire or go in there as a backup with their brigade, because they all had brigades, volunteers at these nuclear plants. That's part of what they had to have, because if they didn't, then they would have had to have had a full-time fire department. But anyway, it is what it is. So I'm just saying, let's use nuclear power more, smarter, and wiser, and see if we can't help out America here in the days ahead. To me, that's a no-brainer. All right, coming back, we're going to have our first military and veterans news segment. And there's quite a bit of stuff going on. So we definitely will let you know about that one.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department blames radical terrorists for the death of more than 200 people, including several Americans in Sri Lanka. The BBC's Samuel Kiley reports security forces have fanned out following 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels.
There are special forces troops I've just seen also on the outskirts of the airport in Balaclava. So clearly they are operating on the basis that this complex attack may not yet be over.
Police say a total of 13 people have been arrested. Pope Francis denounced the bombings through an interpreter.
To all the victims of such a cruel act of violence,
affido al Signore quanti sono tragicamente scomparsi.
I entrust to the Lord all who so tragically died.
E tutti coloro che soffrono a causa di questo drammatico evento.
And all those who suffer because of this traumatic event.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, Ben, they're right.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in last Thursday. We appreciate all your questions. He'll be in again, not this coming week, but the following week. He comes in every second Thursday. So if you have any more questions for Bo and the National Aviation Academy, get them together. Because I want you to listen up, guys, as to how I can help you get rid of the dead-end job that you're in, help you make more money. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, being an aviation aviation maintenance tech is more than just climbing up on a stepladder or getting up on a wing of an airplane and working on a jet engine. There's a lot more involved with aircraft, so there's a lot more specialties that are involved when it comes to being an aircraft maintenance technician. So I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, whether or not you're currently a mechanic of some sort, or whether or not you operate computers, or whether or not you're into electronics, or whether or not you're into, maybe computer programming. Because all of the above is some of what aviation maintenance techs have to contend with the modern aircraft that fly the skies. So check out the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, that's a suburb of Boston, and they are enlarging the campus there. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're a veteran, you can apply under the GI Bill, and the GI Bill under the post-9/11 of veterans will pretty much cover 100% of your costs, and in most cases it will. Now, pre-9/11 GI Bill, you'll probably wind up having a percentage paid, depending on what your benefits are that you have left from your original stint in the military, but they also have student loans available, too, and that applies to the civilians that haven't served in the military, so there is financing available. You don't know until you check them out. Now, here's what you do. Their website is naa.edu. Again, their website is naa.edu. Check them out online. Ask them to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that will get you the white gloves treatment there at either one of those academies, National Aviation Academy, either one of those school sites, and they'll take really good care of you. Now, starting out with some veterans news, 13 Army heroes of the Iraq and Afghanistan War are going to be getting upgrades to the Distinguished Service Cross. Back in 2016, then Defense Secretary Ash Carter ordered his department to launch a review of more than 1,300 Valor Awards bestowed for global war on terror action. And after suspicions arose that some of the members' bravery had been under-recognized during the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army owned about 800 of those medals, and this year they plan to upgrade 13 Silver Stars to the Distinguished Service Cross. Now, some have already received their awards, and some will get them later this year, according to an Army spokesman. So, kudos to the military for waking up and realizing that they had some people in their midst that deserved more than what they got. Kudos to them for that. Now, taking a look at the Army and what they're up to, soldiers at Fort Bliss, Texas recently ran the new joint assault bridge through operational testing, figuring out what works and what doesn't work before the vehicle's fielded to deploying units. And they used a bridge hauling tank, which is what's normally used, to get heavy stuff into the fight quicker. Now, they've used smaller vehicles before, vehicles that were much more susceptible to literally being blown off the highway, but now they're using tanks because they can actually move just as fast, and you can have a better chance of getting something from point A to point B when you're under incoming fire. In addition, I hate to say this, but sad news about a Florida-based Special Forces soldier who died of his injuries after a boating accident from the 7th Special Forces Group. Information came out there. Don't know the name of the Green Beret yet. And the Navy busted a Thai Navy seasteading American. Now listen to this one. Thai authorities have raided a floating home in the Andaman Sea belonging to an American man and his Thai partner, who sought to be pioneers in the seasteading movement, which promotes living in international waters to be free of any nation's laws. In other words, you seastead on a floating whatever, and you stay out in international waters, and you're not subject to anybody's laws. Well, guess what? You might drift into their territory, and then you are subject to their laws. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. The reason I'm laughing is because you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But anyway, the judge in the court-martial of a Navy SEAL charged with killing a wounded Iraqi fighter has put Navy prosecutors on notice that they must loosen restrictions so the SEAL can prepare to defend himself at trial. Right now, he's confined to quarters and can't go anywhere other than the barracks that he's currently assigned to. And a Navy helicopter rescued two spear fishermen stranded on a cliff on Guam's east side recently after their boat sank. Kudos to the Navy for that. The Air Force gave a last salute last week. A farewell to one of their most storied airmen, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Dick Cole, in a service that included tributes from his son, the nation's service's top leaders, and flyovers of modern and vintage aircraft from World War II. He will be missed, and he's being buried in Arlington Cemetery, the last living member of Doolittle's Raiders last week. And they had a special service for him. By the way, America's first female astronaut candidate, Jerry Cobb, died last week. She pushed for equality in space, but never reached its heights. But she was one of the first female astronautical candidates in the program. The head of the Air Force Global Strike Command believes the bomber force needs to grow, but he thinks it's too early in the development cycle of the B-21 Raider to decide by how much, because the jet's final cost is still not yet known. Wow. Holy smokes. And for the Marines that are out there, Major General David J. Furness has pushed out a policy letter. The commander of the 2nd Marine Division, detailing a new basic daily routine across the division, citing a significant decline in discipline amongst Marines and sailors headquartered at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. He says they have long hair and poor discipline, and it will change immediately. Oh, boy. You don't want to get a Marine general upset at you. And apparently, it's about ready to come down at Camp Lejeune. And by the way, about 1,700 Marines are starting to arrive now in Darwin, Australia, for training and exercises, the Marines announced. Now, there are going to be more Marines stationed in Australia. And this is part of what that movement's about, getting them in there and training them along with other units. So Australia's going to become a lot more important in the terms of the military scheme of things. And oh, by the way, the American Taliban, John Walker Lim, is set to be released in May under restricted internet access. He won't be allowed to get on the internet and do a bunch of stuff like he did before. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
Tell us your story. Get ExtendaBite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendaBite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You didn't get what you want.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's working class down off the Ice Road Truckers series and back to the real world down here. Somewhere in the U.S. of A. I'll try to find out where he's at. I reached out to him last week. Haven't heard from him yet, but I'll let you know when he's in the area, because he will be coming to Florida with that big old double drop that he's got with one of the oversized loads pretty quick, I guarantee you that. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, four locations to serve you. People coming from all around the United States, because you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That means all active duty military, all military veterans, all first responders, active and retired alike, and all 911 dispatchers get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your brand new vehicles. And certified pre-owned, got them. Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Moss Free Oil Changes for the life of the vehicle. Moss Free Tire Rotation for the life of the vehicle. And I'll tell you about where I'll be this weekend, coming right up, right after we get into this. So, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy to excessive rainfall will be possible across the southern high plains and much of Texas through Wednesday of this week. There is a slow-moving storm system coming that away again from the west coast. Now, that leads to some showers right now west of Denver, from the Wyoming border to the New Mexico border, and on the eastern part of Utah, east of Salt Lake, from the Wyoming border all the way down to the Arizona border, with some lingering showers in northeastern Nevada tonight, from Winnemucca to Wendover, some scattered showers up in Idaho right now, around the Boise area and over to the eastern part of Idaho. Also scattered showers in Montana. Some high winds and a special weather statement tonight for Wyoming. There are going to be conditions prevalent for the possibility of some severe thunderstorms in Wyoming. And just be advised that that could happen to you right there. In addition, central Nevada tonight, high winds. And as I said, there is another storm system off the coast of California, engulfing pretty much the whole west coast of California, all the way down to the Baja Peninsula, where you've got bad weather that is going to be moving to the east. Now, there is rain tonight. And the northeastern, northern part of Wisconsin, north of Milwaukee, Green Bay, you've got rain. You've got rain straight across all the way to the Minnesota line. Right there, I-90, you'll have it going into Minnesota. Then you'll run out of it. And northern Michigan, up there along Lake Huron, you've got rain up there as well. And you've got some scattered storms that just went into Ontario, Canada. Severe thunderstorm warning was temporarily up there last hour, which now has gone into Ontario between Lake Huron and Lake Superior. And then the rest of the rain tonight, foul weather, is up way up in Maine. You've got fog in southern Maine now, which wasn't there last hour. And you've got going up Route 1 out of Maine. You've got it's probably around Presque Isle right now, all the way to Nova Scotia. And then in Nova Scotia, you've got some rain, steady rain, and a lot of fog intermixed with that, low clouds as well. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, this time around, this week, Yvette, the lovely Yvette from Radio Luz 760 here in Tampa, Florida, and I are going to be at Moss Family Chevrolet this Saturday, the 27th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Now, I'm going to get there a little earlier. I'll be there about 11 a.m. because I'm going to set everything up. So if you want to stop by, we're going to have free food. We're going to be giving away free stuff. We're going to have coupons for a $500 discount on your vehicle purchase, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. In addition to whatever the best deal is you make, you'll get $500 off. We'll have those coupons for you. And stop by, shake our hands. We'd love to meet you. take a free test drive. Doesn't cost you nothing. Obviously, they'll try to sell you a vehicle, but take a free test drive. Do what Sue did the last time around. She showed up, hopped in a Corvette, went for a test drive. There you go. Gorgeous yellow Corvette. And nothing says you can't hop in one of those Rocky Ridge trucks, too. Those specialty trucks that are in there, the Chevrolets that they got, and away you go. So stop by. See what they have to offer. Who knows? Maybe they'll make you a deal, an offer you can't refuse. You know how that goes. But we'll be there. And again, Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you. The two Nissan dealerships, Crystal River and Newport Richey, as well as the Moss Family Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs, where they have a large selection of certified pre-owned vehicles, just about anything you can think of, or they can certainly get you anything you would like to have. And then, of course, the Moss Family Chevrolet. But check them out, Moss Family Automotive. Google them. You'll find out everything about them. All right, let's get right on over here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
We have had a very busy weekend, and unfortunately on Easter Sunday, one of the things you don't want to be talking about is a terrorist attack where you had six bombs detonated almost at the same time in churches in Sri Lanka, and then you had some other installations that were hit. And I understand as of early this morning, about the time we went on the radio, they found another unexploded device along the road, the main highway, to the airport.
What's particularly concerning about this one is on April the 11th, a four-page letter was sent to officials in Sri Lanka warning them of this attack by a terror group who's been known before, otherwise known as National Tawhid Jamaat.
Are they the ones from 10 years ago?
Well, I don't know, about 10 years ago. I mean, they have done attacks before.
Okay.
And so the Sri Lanka police were aware of this, and they, you know, spread the word, but it's almost as though Sri Lanka just didn't take the measures that they really needed to have taken. It's real. Obviously, this letter is written in a native language. I can't really determine it was from another country, likely India, but I can't really tell. But
now, are these the Buddhists we heard about that were having a rift with them, or were these Muslims?
No, it's Muslims.
Okay. Wow, that's big stuff, and I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, they've shut down the social media websites there, the internet, so that they can't get false reports put out or nobody can, you know, brag about it or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
There's some words in the letter that are, you know, identifiable, like Muhammad Milhan, Army Mujahideen or Mohadeen. I mean, there's some things you can pick out, but the rest of it's certainly typed in a language I don't recognize.
Okay, well, where do we go from here? Where does Sri Lanka go from here? Or is this a never-ending thing again?
Well, I would say that Sri Lanka really needs to, you know, tap on the door of the United States and say, what should we have done? I mean, they're going to have to do an after-action report here.
Okay.
You know?
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We will talk a little bit more about Sri Lanka. We'll also talk about that.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.